On the coral landscape of Cincinnati, there is a jewel in the crown, and that is our own Cincinnati Men's Chorus. And joining me this evening is Casey Hayes, the Artistic Director of Cincinnati Men's Chorus. Welcome, Casey.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
First off, you have been with the chorus now for 3 seasons?
No, this is actually just my second.
And you are coming to us actually from out of state.
I do. I live and teach at Franklin College, which is a south suburb of Indianapolis. So I drive in. It's just an hour and 15 minutes each day. And prior to that, I was the Artistic Director of the New York City Gay Men's Chorus.
And when you came to the Midwest to teach at Franklin, were you intending to conduct a men's chorus again?
No. Funny story on that. Actually, since I conducted New York City and I was on the board of directors of Gala Choruses, which is the Gay and Lesbian Association of Choruses, the worldwide network, being on the board of that, I met Kathy Roma. I've been here in the Midwest now back for 4 years. I was up in Chicago at the Convention of American Choral Directors. And I was coming into the elevator and bam, right into Kathy Roma. Kathy, you know, said, oh, hi. Don't know if you know that Patrick Coyle is retiring and you really need to apply for that job. And I thought, oh, no. But thank you. Thank you. That's really nice. I thought, honestly, it was only because I thought the distance between Indianapolis and Cincinnati was much greater than it was. Well, long story short, they interviewed a lot of people and no one was interested in the position and they called me back. They called me up and asked if I would apply for it. I went ahead and did, and it's worked out now.
And the upcoming concert in June is Loud and Proud.
Yes.
Which is a celebration in just in time for the gay pride festivals and parades.
Right.
Celebrating gay rights and the struggles over the years.
Right. I like to say it's an historic retrospective of gay anthems. And the first thing people think of is, oh, these are songs that we would have heard in the bars. It's like, no, 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 no. And what I find is people don't realize that the actual public movement for gay rights started back in the 1920s in Berlin during the Weimar Republic when we had that nice free period of sexual freedom and individualism and identity and this burgeoning cabaret society in Berlin that actually that brings on within the gay community there as the National Socialists, the Nazis, started coming into power and they start clamping down on homosexuals. We had the first riot there in a public park. Rauschwitz-Werde is a little area of a park in Berlin which had the first riots. After that point, you started seeing gay composers writing basically under pseudonyms but composing songs for gay rights. We open our concert particularly with one called Das Lila Lied, which is, in my opinion, the first and definitely the most straightforward gay rights anthem ever written. I mean, we hear things that are going on now which are being sung and written about the struggles for gay rights and equality. Honestly, it's nothing compared to these lyrics that were written back in the 1920s by Misha Spolyansky. A fascinating song that just talks about all you really want to do is take us away and lock us up. You march in lockstep. We prefer to dance. It's a very, very clever song. And then we go from that point forward all the way to today.
Now, one of the great things is obviously it's a local chorus and it's a all-male voice chorus.
Yes.
So there has to be music prepared for all-male choruses. Most of us remember high school choir and, you know, you get, you know, SATB.
Absolutely.
You don't have that in the men's chorus.
No, you don't. And it's nice that there's quite a bit more what we call TTBB. There's two tenors, two high voices, a baritone part and a bass part. There's quite a bit more written now for TTBB that is non-barbershop than what used to be written. Still, that doesn't solve the fact that most of these songs don't exist in that format. So we need to have arrangers take these songs and reconstruct them for a male chorus. I do some of that myself. I have a team of extremely talented people. Locally, Craig Doolin, who is here and very active. He's the arranger of Das Lila Lied. I have a huge array of composers and arrangers from my days in New York that I use to call upon, particularly when I was the musical director for Joanna Gleason. I was able to be introduced to a lot of arrangers of popular music. So that helps. And they write for us here in Cincinnati.
And there's sort of a national community of arrangers for either all-female or all-male voice course. And some of the people who work out of Cincinnati, they share with their stuff with other courses. We bring in things from New York and San Francisco and Correct. Los Angeles. So it's sort of like being part of a large family.
It is a large family. I mean, the Gala Choruses, the Gay and Lesbian Association, it's not a massive thing. It's not like the ACDA of the American Choral Directors. It's a very specific group. It's kind of like if you had all of the Barbershop Quartet and Sweet Adelaide's directors, which they do have their own network. We have our own network. Now, that doesn't solve the complex licensing issues. We can't just take an arrangement that we have and let another chorus sing it. Can't happen anymore. It used to be a time when that was less monitored. Not nowadays.
We've spoken that the chorus is a member of Gala, and this is a gay pride festival, but not all the members are homosexual. This is not a gay men's chorus. This is a men's chorus.
Correct. It is a gay men's chorus in mission. This is a very touchy issue in the men's choral movement. The whole use of the word gay and not the use of the word gay. In New York, it was appropriate that they used the word gay. They were founded in 79. There was a huge difference. Cincinnati was founded in 1990. The scope and the need to put that word gay in your title was more exclusionary than inclusionary. Personally, I always like to err on the side of inclusion. Anyone who wants to join that believes in our mission and will sing songs that are reflective and illustrative of that mission and the work that we want to do in Cincinnati, we want them in. That's how we change attitudes. We don't change attitudes by being exclusionary, by wrapping ourselves in a rainbow flag, and only those people that are able to join in our work identify with us. And there are many people who are listening right now that don't agree with that, and I completely respect their right to disagree. I'm very proud that Cincinnati is a Cincinnati men's chorus and not a Cincinnati gay men's chorus, because we have five men that sing in our 70-voice chorus that are supportive of our mission, and that's why they sing with us. And they wouldn't be able to as freely if it were gay in the word.
Of the songs you've selected for this chorus, is there a particular favorite, one that you've been wanting to have performed for a while or that speaks expressly to your particular philosophy?
Das Lied, the German song I was talking about. I came out of the closet to my parents when I was 9 years old. And from that point on, I knew that my journey through this life was going to involve something to do with trying to get people to accept our lifestyles. Das Lied, it's not been sung by any chorus before. Honestly, I just think it's off the map for many choruses. The only chorus I know that actually sang it was Berlin's. So in doing this, I've always loved this song since I learned of it when I was 10 in Brooklyn. I've always wanted to do it. I've had to find the right arranger who had the appreciation for that unique, distinct sound of Berlin cabaret music and someone who could treat it with the integrity that the song deserves. So that's when I found Craig Doolin, who he loves the Berlin cabaret sound every bit as much as I do. So it was a perfect match.
Now, this concert, Loud and Proud, is going to be June 22nd and 23rd, and it's going to be at SCPA.
It is at SCPA. The one change is that we are not going to be at the small theater, the Mayerson. This time we're going to be at the Corbett, which is, if for those of you who go to a Muse concert, it's where Muse performs.
And the Saturday performance is at 8.
Correct.
And the Sunday performance is at 3.
3, correct. And you will hear everything from, like I said, Das Lied, the Berlin Cabaret song, to Adele's Skyfall, to Titanium. Lots of music. It's a lot of fun. YMCA, just hold on to your seats. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Casey Hayes, Artistic Director of Cincinnati Men's Chorus. Thank you so much for joining us, Casey.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
For more information on the Cincinnati Men's Chorus and how to get tickets for Loud and Proud, please be sure to visit our website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Just who we want to be. Lavender nights, our the greatest Teresa, where we can be just who we want to be.